Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Ketzat Shloisha, what's the case where there are three transmissions involved that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah? Kalim Hanoigim Bemais. A utensil touches a corpse. So here's our first exception, and we learn it out from a pasuk in Bamidbar, 19:16. He brings it over here. That talks about a sword which touches a person, and we learn out from it that a sword which touches a person, the sword also becomes a corpse. That the sword also becomes avi avoy satuma. The sword becomes the same level of impurity as the corpse, which we learn out from this pasuk. Now there's a machlokas rishonim, if it only applies to swords and similar kind of metal utensils, you know, which are used for killing people, or the other opinion said applies to all utensils except earthenware utensils.
7 days.
7 days, yep, 7 days.
What do you put in the mikveh?
Sprinkle with water. Yeah. So the other opinion said that it applies to all utensils except earthenware. Okay, so this sword, which touched the dead body, is now avi avoy satuma. The kalim bekalim, then the sword touches a second utensil, which will now become, right? Tumain tuma shiva, and so the second utensil will also become an avatuma. Sorry, so the first, let's say, the sword is avia voisatuma, second utensil avatuma, ashlishi, and now that touches something else, bain adamu bain kalim, whether it's a person or a utensil, tamei tumas erev, it will be a first level, and a first level is only impure until nightfall. So, but here you've got three steps: sword step 1, next utensil step 2. Lastly, the last utensil, step 3.